As you heard in Peter's report, Republican Congressman James Greenwood of Pennsylvania chairs the House Commerce Subcommittee on Investigation and Oversight, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
David Duncan, the former executive at Arthur Andersen, Enron's auditing firm, took the Fifth Amendment at your hearing yesterday. What's lost if that witness won't testify?
Well, it would have been preferable had he testified. However, he did spend 4.5 hours the previous week with our investigators, so we pretty much know what he would have said had we been able to ask him questions. What we have to get to is what were on the documents that were destroyed. And unfortunately, after 4 hours of grilling the Andersen personnel who did come to the hearing, we still don't know that. We need to find out whether Mr. Duncan is the real bad guy in this, or whether he's perhaps both the bad guy and the fall guy, and is a scapegoat.
Can you get from someone else the information you wanted from Duncan?
What's going on within Andersen right now is that they are doing an internal investigation. They've hired an outside law firm to come in and interview personnel to find, to sort of get to the bottom of this. We were disappointed because they were not prepared yesterday to come and share with us what their findings have been. I informed them and pretty much demanded that beginning this morning, we're going to call their lawyers in. We want to see that their notes from these interviews, and we want to know everything they know about exactly what documents were destroyed and upon whose orders.
Have you learned anything more from company documents?
Well, we've learned a lot from company documents, and really yesterday's hearing was prelude to the whole Enron investigation. At the center of this thing, it sounds complicated, but it's less than that. You had a big pile of money at Enron because they were moving billions and billions of dollars. You had some very astute but not very ethical leadership at the top who figured out how to reach into that till, set up a whole variety of little partnerships, not so little, partnerships of hundreds of millions of dollars, many of them designed for their own personal profiteering. And then they kept all of that liability, all of that risk and exposure off their books with the complicity of their accountant, Arthur Andersen. And the result of that was that investors, many of them employees of Enron and using their 401ks to buy stock, had no idea that all of this risk was there. When the house of cards collapsed, $63 billion was lost by investors.
Given the number of committees holding hearings, who's keeping all this coordinated?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about that, but remember that our Constitution wasn't written to provide an emphasis on coordination. The fact of the matter is that when all is said and done here, it's nice to know what happened, but that doesn't do us any good unless we make sure it can't happen again. That means I think Congress does have to pass legislation, the center point of which is every publicly traded company must, by law, report on its financial statements every single penny of risk. Now, that is not all that difficult to do from a legislative structuring point of view. And that's going to mean that every member of Congress is going to have to understand this issue and vote on it. So some say, gee, maybe we should just have two committees investigating this, one in the House and then one in the Senate. I say the more the merrier, because that means the more members of the House and Senate will come to understand this issue, come to understand the suffering that has been caused in this incident, and be prepared to prevent it from happening again.
So you're looking to get some business reform out of this. What about campaign finance reform?
Amen. I'm there. I'm co-sponsor of the Shazmian bill. I signed this discharge petition to get the bill out on the floor. You know, there are three levels of contributing. There's the personal contributions, which people can give to the candidates of their choice with a maximum of $1,000. Then there's the political action committees. Enron had one, and they can give members of Congress up to $5,000 a year. I'm one of the few who doesn't even accept PAC contributions. And then there's the king of them all, that's the soft dollar contributions, where the corporation itself can write checks to parties for without limit. Enron did that. They wrote checks for $100,000. That's where the real influence gets purchased, I think, and we need to eliminate that entirely.
Congressman, thank you very much.
Great pleasure.
Congressman James Greenwood is a Republican from Pennsylvania and chairman of the House Commerce Subcommittee on Investigation and Oversight.